This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة تركهم على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك صلاة ربي وسلامه عليه. عباد الله، يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. All praise is due to Allah. We seek His guidance and His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the whispering of our desires. Whom Allah guides, no one can misguide, and whom He allows to be misled, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, having no partners, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His slave and His messenger. To proceed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha, we learn to make a request. That request is اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Guide us the straight path. Guide us the straight path. That is a request that you make 17 times a day. And when you make that request, the next chapter of the Qur'an, Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah begins, this is the book about which there is no doubt, guidance for the people of taqwa. And so it is as if you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, you are asking Allah for the straight path, and then in the next chapter it begins by saying, you requested it, here you go. That guidance is this Qur'an. This Qur'an that has been revealed, this book about which there is no doubt, there's no mistakes, there's no flaws, there is no false statements. It is the response to your request. It is guidance. And when the scholars talk about the concept of abandoning the Qur'an, they mention the abandoning of reciting, they mention the abandonment of legislation, they mention the abandonment of even healing yourself with the Qur'an. But one important concept is that a person does not refer back to the Qur'an for guidance. I want you to think of all of the pressing matters, all of the political engagement, all of the debates. And when we are researching our positions on whatever current affair is happening, do we go back to the Qur'an to read through it? Do we go back and seek guidance from the Qur'an? You know, right now, specifically in the context of what we're seeing and continue to see play out in the arena of Gaza, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring healing to our brothers and sisters there in security. And all of the passion and all of the discussions and all of the positions. When a person goes back to the Qur'an, and something that we need to be reminded again and again and again, one of the things that this arena has exposed, especially for young people, is the presence of wicked people. That there are shayateen and ins that do exist. And just like the heroism of the people of Gaza has become displayed in 4K, the wickedness, the masks coming off of the faces of evildoers, has also become displayed in 4K. And so for many people, especially young people, this is their rude awakening to the idea that there are people that hate you truly just for the fact that you are you, just for the fact that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these old stories of persecution of the believers that they learned in Sunday school, that they learned in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they see it being enacted. And so how do you deal with that? And how are you guided? When you turn to the Quran, you see so much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we present to you the signs. We clarify for you the signs that the path of the wicked become apparent. The path of the wicked. You want to learn the blueprints of the wicked? Look in the Quran. You'll find it there. And I want to give a few short examples. But the theme of this khutbah that I want us all to take away is very, very simple. That we go back to the Quran for guidance, and that we don't make our recitation of the Quran simply for the barakah of the Quran, but that when I'm looking at the political landscape, that when I'm looking at the social landscape, when I'm looking at current events, that I go back to the Quran for guidance and seeing what gems I can pick up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Do they not reflect over the Quran, or are there locks upon their hearts? You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if not only were they to receive a sign, but if we were to lift themselves to the heavens and they would ascend, they would say, إِنَّمَا سُحِرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا The disbelievers, they would say, our eyes have become bewitched. Even if they were to ascend to the heavens. And I always used to think about this, like, how is it possible that people would see signs? A person would literally be levitated into the heavens and they would still disbelieve. But again, the landscape of Gaza. A sister from Bosnia who survived the genocide in Bosnia, she was sharing and she was reflecting, and she said, you know, when we were going through it in the 90s in Bosnia, we would imagine that if only the world knew what was happening to us, if only the world could see what was happening to us, they would undoubtedly interfere. They would undoubtedly come and save us. The only thing that's missing is that they haven't seen what's going on. And so 30 years later, she's seeing the world watching another genocide, the destruction of the masajid, the slaughter of families, the hesitation of the international community. All of it is reminiscent of Bosnia in the 90s. And here she is realizing that it doesn't matter if people see, it doesn't matter if people watch, it doesn't matter if it's videos, it doesn't matter if it's sound, it doesn't matter if it's that when people's hearts are turned off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ It's not the eyes that become blind, but it's rather the hearts that are within the breasts. That's what becomes blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبَ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ And so the Quran gives us inspiration, the Quran gives us reflection, and I'll share with you two examples of one of the greatest tyrants that's mentioned in the Quran when we speak about the wicked, and one of the greatest messengers. And undoubtedly the story of Musa alayhi salam, is the prophet who's mentioned the most in the Quran, and Fir'aun is the villain that's mentioned the most. Because of the constant conflict of good and evil and the need to refer back to the stories and the different angles that that story takes. Fir'aun, he says to Musa, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا وَلَبِثَّ فِينَا مِنْ عُمْرِكَ سِنِينَ وَفَعَلْتَ فَعْلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ Could you imagine that? Fir'aun says to Musa, didn't we raise you? Didn't you grow up in our palace for years? And you did that thing that you did. Meaning you killed the Coptic man. وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And you are from the ungrateful. And Musa alayhi salam responds until he finally says, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهَا عَلَيَّ أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ He says, I did it, I was wrong. Until Musa says, and that is a blessing that you're trying to recount to me? أَنْ عَبَّدْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ You've enslaved the children of Israel. You've enslaved my people. And you're here talking to me about how you raised me in a palace? What about my people? What caused me to be put in a basket in a river in the first place? Why was my mother so afraid that I was separated from her? Who caused my mother that fear other than the fact that you were killing the children of Bani Israel? You don't get to claim to fix me when you caused my brokenness in the first place. You don't get to claim favors upon me. And so that idea is carried by every child of privilege who does not forget the brokenness of their people back home. It is the same attitude that is carried, it is the same sentiment that is carried by the child who goes to the most prestigious of schools, but does not forget their brothers and sisters whose only share of education was a school-to-prison pipeline. It is that refugee who travels to a country and does not forget their brothers and sisters who they left behind in a war-torn place caused by a proxy war by the country that is now hosting them. What caused me to come to your country in the first place? تِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنَّ عَلَيْهَا. That's a blessing, a favor that you're accounting for me when you caused destruction in my homeland in the first place. And so those people who do not forget where they came from, those who do not forget the people that they left behind, those who, even though they are in a state of privilege, continue to engage on behalf of the broken, they are preceded in that regard by a mighty messenger of God. And I'll just share another thing to conclude. But Fir'aun, he says to Musa, he says to him, Musa alayhi salam, he comes with a very clear message. This is what I want. An arsil ma'ana bani Israel, wa la tu'adhibhum. He comes to Fir'aun and he says, send with me the children, and Harun, send with us the children of Israel. And don't torture them. That's it. I don't want to stay in Egypt. I don't want Egypt. We don't want to stay in Egypt. We want to leave. Just let our people go. Let us leave. What does Fir'aun say when he receives that clear message from Musa? أَجِئْتَنَا لِتُخْرِجَنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Musa, did you come to expel us from our land with your magic? Musa didn't say any of that. Musa said, I want to leave your land with my people. Fir'aun says, no, you're trying to expel us from our land with your magic. That distortion of the reality is something that you see the wicked do in every time and place. When people are chanting Free Palestine, they're saying that's anti-Semitic. What's anti-Semitic about me asking for my freedom? When Martin Luther King said, let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California, let freedom ring. We learned that in school, we celebrated in school. I have a dream. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And yet we were never told that when Martin was saying, let freedom ring, that he was calling for violence against anybody other than seeking the freedom of his people. But that is the methodology of the wicked, and you see it in the Quran, and you see it play out in real time. This Quran guides to that which is best. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Alhamdulillah, salatu salam ala Rasulillah. As you can imagine, this is a long discussion and it's a lifetime journey for a person to engage the Quran and to be able to reflect on the Quran and to be able to see the imprints of the realities that the Quran describes in the world around them. But it is a journey worth taking. And so this khutbah is simply a reminder for my brothers and sisters that we need to be a people who continue to read the Quran, continue to reflect on the Quran, and continue to seek guidance in the Quran for the realities around us. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow us to hear the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal, wa na'udhu bika min an-nar wa ma qarrab ilayha min qawlin wa amal. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, zakkaha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma rahmaka bi ahlina fi Gaza. اللهم كلهم معينا يوم قل المعين. اللهم داوي جرحاهم وفك أسراهم وارحم موتاهم ودل على اللهم دل على المشرود منهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أجود الأجودين. اللهم رحمك بأهلنا في السودان. اللهم كلهم معينا يوم قل المعين. اللهم أطفئ نار الحرب في السودان وسائر بلاد المسلمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. أقوم إلى صلاتكم وارحمني يرحمكم الله.